Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am profoundly and deeply grateful to be with you on this June 14th day, 2025. The tone, the climate of questions that I am getting now is far different from anything I've ever experienced in my very lengthy career here. I'm surprised, but then again, I shouldn't be. We are living in very difficult times. People want to know why. They want to know, you know, how do you handle it spiritually? That's what I hear a lot in emails that I don't talk about here on the air. And I question what people think of as spiritual. When nothing in the world works, it seems that, oh, God, I guess I'll just go spiritual. And they adopt some philosophy. They're really not very bright. And that's the way they live their life, out of that kind of, assumptive thing. And then they think God did this. God is making this happen. God must not be pleased with us. Well, if you look at our history, you look at the world, I mean, really? But it's not that. We're not acquiescing to this anthropomorphic God that we like to believe is in existence. It doesn't work like that. And so, you know, I get these emails like this one from another man named Craig, who lives in Northern California, and he's Catholic, and he prays, he said, every day for peace, but it doesn't happen. And he assumes that God is running the show here. And he said, I really sense that I have no purpose in this world. I can't pray to God and see any changes. I just don't know what to do. How do I find a purpose in my life? Well, the first thing is, you don't find a purpose in the world. You find a purpose deep within yourself. You find that purpose by removing yourself from the confines of this world and realizing that anything you do in this world will be misunderstood. And if it is something, shall we say, that is loving and kind, probably it will be opposed. And you have to really accept that. If you don't accept that, if that's not something you're willing to understand or to live with, in the sense of trying to change maybe your own attitude and your own set of beliefs and your own ideology, maybe give up your ideology and come into a place where you can accept what is going on in the world that seems unacceptable, because that's the way this world is. It is not perfect. And if you really look at it, if you really understand it, you and I and everyone else in this world are the world. We're the ones that make up all this. And it's not done just through our actions. It's done through our inner actions, that inner part of us that we just don't want to look at. We don't want to think has any effect. You think maybe, Craig, that your inner life is not susceptible to the world, that the world and what goes on in it you hate, and then you try to be pious in your prayers, in your attitude about maybe your religious beliefs, and you still see the wars and rumors of wars. As Jesus said, there will always be wars and rumors of wars. He said, you will always have the poor. These are things that are a part of this life experience on earth. What to do with it? Well, that is something that you have to have some inner guidance with. And if you don't have a higher purpose other than yourself, as a man or a woman who is seeking something better of this world and in this world, if that's as far as it goes, you'll be sadly, sadly disappointed, because it doesn't work like that. You have to do the things you do to cut the ties that keep you to this world. Those things are anger, hatred, becoming depressed, easily disappointed, living an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, as it were. That kind of mentality. That's very, very important that you understand. You and I need to cut the ties that keep us bound to this craziness that we see in the world. And if we don't do that, if we are unwilling to cut those ties, well, then we become a part of the tragedy of our life. And that tragedy never ends. It just goes on and on and on. I have a saying, let love live you. This means that I have to develop a sense of consciousness. Love is only realized through consciousness, not emotions, not passions, consciousness. Now, if you want human love, then you can just give yourself over to your DNA and your genetic traits, and that'll be the best you'll ever have. But if you want to go beyond all of that into something more profound instead of profane, you will have to develop consciousness. It is only in developing consciousness that I become aware of what love really is. This word love is thrown around a great deal in this human world that we live in, and it's typically based in pride and prejudice, and hence nothing ever comes of this love but more hate. And living in that has caused this world to decline greatly, and it will continue to decline. People are not going to develop consciousness. You're maybe one of them, I don't know. But if you are a person who truly wants to answer the call that this world needs, that is a great purpose. And to do that, you will have to cut the ties that bind you to prejudice, anger, fear, hatred. You will have to go and move into something profound. Now, what is the likelihood of that in a world, a country like ours, where we are bombarded with entertainment and opinions of other people and politics and surviving if you have a child or two or a wife or whatever, you have a work to deal with and the people that work there as they operate. I mean, what is that like? That's draining. That's very difficult. And that's why people aren't much interested in something, shall we say, of the other shore within them, something very different, something that pertains to forgiveness and mercy. Craig, if there's any purpose that you could, well, aspire to, it would be mercy and compassion. And if you can allow yourself to move into that mercy and compassion and realize, as Jesus said, they know not what they do. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. If you can do any of that, if you are willing to do any of that, you would be in a different posture and position. And what would touch your life? Well, that might be something very different than what is touching your life right now. You might move into some dimension that is realized through forgiveness, some dimension that is realized through love, and that could change the whole game that we are all in this world. But that would depend upon your sincerity to let love live you rather than let the outer world with its circumstances and conditions, with the warring factions of our human nature. It would depend upon cutting the ties to those things. And I don't really think that most people are willing to do that. They enjoy this whole idea of what it is to live in some form of hatred. And that's sad to me. It really is. Anyway, I hope that helped you. Probably didn't, but I hope it did. And at least it's another point of view that you might think about. I want to thank you all for listening. Again, if you have any questions or anything I can help you with, please contact me at greg@aspire.org. I'm out of here. Have a wonderful weekend. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.